Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tariff whiplash. Once again, the White House has paused most of those 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more on how the changes are impacting American businesses.
Grocery store operators among those saying they're struggling to plan, unsure how the potential tariffs will affect them. This lumber distributor says tariffs could cause new home prices to soar.
You could see $10,000 to $15,000 added onto the framing cost of a house. Easily.
Doug Ford, the leader of Ontario, Canada, he says beginning Monday, he'll impose a 25% tariff on electricity from Ontario.
China's foreign minister said this morning China will continue to retaliate, quote, saying, quote, no country should fantasize it can suppress China and maintain a good relationship with China at the same time. The busiest train station in Europe, Gare du Nord in Paris, suspending much of its rail service as an unexploded World War II bomb was found underneath it. This is ABC News. A court has ordered that South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol be released from jail, where he's been since January. He was impeached, then arrested for declaring martial law in December. Don't forget, or you'll be an hour late for church or brunch.
It's that time again. Daylight saving time kicks in Sunday when most of the U.S. moves the clock forward 1 hour. The time shift reigniting the debate over whether to do away with changing the clocks, which can also mess with our bodies' circadian rhythms. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine has gone on record recommending that seasonal time changes be abolished in favor of a fixed national year-round standard time. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The FBI has determined that a couple of young pranksters aboard Sun Country Flight 593 were the ones responsible for writing a note that read, "You are all going to die, help me." The Minneapolis to Mazatlan flight was diverted to El Paso, where it still sits. The kids won't be prosecuted. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
A busy weekend in college basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Big game tomorrow for Marquette. The Golden Eagles host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum. It's senior day for Marquette. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 11 a.m. In Madison, the Badgers will host Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The Milwaukee Panthers season came to an end last night at the Clatchy Center after losing to Oakland, 72-64. Milwaukee just 3-for-12 at the foul line. In women's hockey, the number 1-ranked Badgers women's team are in Minnesota today to take on the Bulldogs in Duluth. It's the first round of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament. NFL, Mason Crosby officially retiring today after 16 years as the team's kicker.
I was drafted by the Packers. I got to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, in Titletown. Like, one of the coolest things that has ever happened in my life is to be able to wear that Super Bowl ring, and nobody can ever take that away from us.
That's the Packers' Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Peaky Blinders fans who are looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg. Rosenberg, the writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. By Sunday, sunshine 48. Monday will be sunny with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by the University of Wisconsin-Madison Professor Yoshiko Herrera to discuss the evolving situation in Ukraine. Are there any silver linings?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday! You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for Happy Monday. 58 degrees.
Yeah. 58, 60?
Yeah.
I know that's nice, but I don't want Monday to come. I'm waiting for the weekend.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to crawl in a culvert with a sleeping bag. They got these new sleeping bags that are amazing. They're fluorescent orange, and they're really thin. They roll up into like the size of your fist, and you won't get hypothermia from them or anything. When I go outdoor camping, winter wilderness camping, I'm getting one of those. So I want to try one out.
Just make sure they're used for camping.
What do you mean?
I don't want to see a bunch of orange sleeping bags around.
Around town? Wow, you're terrible. All right, happy Friday to you. It is starting. You know what? Now we shouldn't say this because I see where the East Coast or something is still going to get another storm.
Yeah.
Did you see Nagani?
No.
About 3 o'clock yesterday, they had 17 inches.
Wow.
I was going to post it, but they weren't even through counting yet.
Wow.
At 17. I think it got over 20.
Yeah, I just got a report. Terry texted in Nagani, 24 inches of snow on Wednesday.
24 inches in one day. That's what it's like up there. And you know what some guys, I guarantee you, some guys are saying? You know what they're saying? Guys that don't work.
What, when I was younger, it was more?
No, no, no. Ah, bleep it. Just pank her down.
So I take it schools are closed, kids are out of riot. Oh, that's awesome.
No, but I think they closed there. I saw some video, and it looked like Antarctica. I mean, that wind was over 40 miles an hour, 24 inches of snow. It was like one of those movies where, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's great skiing, though, right? I mean, it's going to be nice, warm, sun's out.
Ski, you know, my mom told me one time.
Ski with a sweater on.
She grew up on a, not really a farm, but on a whatever, in the country. And she said her dad would tie a rope from the outhouse to the porch for some of the time the snow was so bad and everything.
So you could find your way back.
Yep.
I think my grandparents did that too.
Probably. There must be a country thing.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So how far is Nagani from like Marquette and actually?
10 miles.
So it's not that far.
No. The Nagani, the Marquette, like the TV station, the weather station, everything is actually in Nagani.
Gotcha.
It's Nagani Township.
How big is Nagani?
When I was there, it was 6,000. Now I think 4,000, 45.
Well, that's not bad.
I mean, the mine's closed.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was be like James River and Procter & Gamble.
Todd, were you thinking what I was thinking? The
George Pacific.
The M-I-N-D-S closed? I was just teasing you. Like your mind.
Wow.
I know. It's just.
We actually have open minds in the UP, Jim, unlike some others.
You nailed it, by the way. 4,627.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
That's not a bad. I mean, that's.
No, but it used to be. Well, they're doing a great job. It died for a while. And again, you know, with the mines and everything. They, you know, it's, what's the word? I always want to say this word because I sound smart, but I normally mispronounce it the first time. And then somebody corrects me and then I try to use it again. I don't sound as smart.
The password is?
No. Cyclical?
Cyclical.
Okay.
That's good.
Cyclical. Thank you. Yeah. Because, you know, like I remember in the early 80s.
That's not that big of a word.
But, okay, what's the other word I struggled with mightily the other day?
Brewing.
Besides, now there's another one. I said it sounds like I'm lisping really bad when I say that one word.
Absinthe.
Absinthe.
Okay, let's go on with your story. Jeez. Those are big words.
I know.
I'm looking at a map because I wanted to see exactly where it's located, you know, with the Marquette and all that.
Yeah.
There's Ishpeming.
Yeah.
And Jim, there's West Ishpeming. Yeah. Oh, so.
That is funny.
West side.
No, you live in Ishpeming? No, I live in West. I live West. Okay.
Actually, there's also a North Ishpeming. There's an area.
I mean, to label it on a map, it means it's like they have some identity.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny.
And just north of Negaunee?
Yeah.
Beverly Hills.
Well, that's the neighborhood in Negaunee.
Yeah.
That's the neighborhood right in Negaunee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that, I might have some fun with that.
Yeah. And wow. I lived on the other side of the tracks.
You live Beverly Hills.
I'll be honest. I was on the other side of the tracks, and I don't mean bad, like whatever. I'm not trying to sound. But it was like really older, our area. Like our house originally was from the 1840s or something like that. Then came, my dad, I remember when we did some remodeling when I was in high school, and the remodelers tore down a wall. And one of the walls was built by crates of dynamite from the mine that the guy had stolen from the mine from years ago. I would love to have had
that. Oh, man, I would have had exposed walls in that
Wouldn't
house.
That have been
That's cool.
And they threw
That's
it.
Really cool.
Yeah. Actually, I think we burnt it for roasted hot dogs over it. But I remember
worried
like
there was a little 82, extra powder on there or something?
It burnt well. In like 82, you know, all my buddies, or a lot of them, went right into the mines. Okay?
Right from high school.
And why not? I mean, great pay. And then 80, so it was 75. Then 82, I remember I was living in Flint, and that's when everything shut down. And I remember going up there in summer vacation one time, and guys were like, hey, Mines, how you doing, bud? Good, how are you? He goes, good. Got any jobs in Flint? I'm like, no, everything's shut down. How about you guys? He goes, nothing. So, I mean, it goes from boom, 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 but then when you're so dependent on that one thing, bust. And then a lot of people moved here down to Green Bay, and a lot of them got jobs in the prisons as prison guards.
Yeah.
So.
But it's cyclical because you say it's coming back.
No, it's not coming back.
Well, then it wouldn't be cyclical.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is over the years, okay, when I was in 1977 when I worked there, I was out of work for 2 months because of a strike.
Oh.
And then everything shuts down. And then then boom, oh, we got the new contract. And then it goes for, then prices of steel will go down.
Right.
Or, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah. It's not just everybody's going to always need toilet paper. No one's ever always going to need iron ore. It's plain and simple.
Yeah.
So it's one of those. But I remember my buddies, you know, they'd all bought, of course, you buy the big truck, you buy the snowmobile, you buy the toys. And then it's like,
got to pay for these things.
You got to pay for these things. So it's one of those kind of an areas. But great place to live, except. Now do you know why
I think that's funny. There's some Beverly Hills up there.
Yeah, so that was, okay, so that area, so my house was built in the, you know, 18 whatever, whatever's.
Your house is that old?
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow.
Way back. And then there's an area that was built right by Teal Lake. You know, Teal Lake is this beautiful lake, and it got gorgeous.
Yep.
And all these houses then in, like, the 50s, right. They, you know,
incorporate. That was when a lot of houses were built.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Right after the war, post-war houses.
Crazy.
So they were, you know what, all the other houses were, you know, the old style kind of whatever, whatevers. And then all of a sudden there's these new modern brick houses that you hadn't seen before.
The ranch was a new concept.
Right, it was brick ranches that we'd never seen, nobody ever seen before. So then it's like, wow, that's like Beverly Hills. So that's how it got a name.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Right. And Todd, you'd be shocked at what the common name was of the creek that ran through my neighborhood.
Okay.
The real name is Partridge Creek, but everybody referred to it as something else. It's the name of one of your all-time favorite TV shows. Oh.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah? Really?
Yes. Yes.
Is there a reason why?
Partridges. We don't need to get into it.
All right. Oh, no.
Is it what we'd assume?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think there's many water treatment plant back in those days.
That's to say, Inspector was, took some time off.
Yeah. So there you go. So that's my hometown. 24 inches of snow yesterday, up to 50 mile an hour winds. I saw one thing, Marquette had a gust up to 62 was registered. So, yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So anyway, if we have any people from Nagani listening, give us a call. Let us know what it was like in the UP. But again, do you see why I always say, like, for Brittany Merlot, she would be in heaven living in a place like that for the outdoor sports?
She's all in on that.
Yeah.
You know, she's, and, you know, I think I told you about my sister would complain a lot. Because winter can be long here, and it goes so much quicker if you lean into the sports or the skiing.
Something, anything, get you outside.
She ended up moving. You know,
she couldn't take it?
No. Yeah. Moved down to Florida. And I told her that. I said, look, you got to try
some
stuff.
You got to embrace it. You can't fight. It will wear you down.
And you sit around and the kids get depressed because they're living in this environment. There's nothing to do. It's like, you know what? So anyway, Brittany Merlot would be a great coach for the winter months.
She would love it.
She'd be
up
a great
there.
Coach for sports, for outdoor activities.
Absolutely.
All year.
Oh, I bought her that magazine yesterday. I was at Boss's News yesterday because Lisa called me from Boss's. Actually, I brought in the magazine, the just off the press. They got it yesterday. It's the top. It's the Lindy's draft preview, NFL draft preview magazine, where it rates every player, basically, that's going to be drafted. Okay, in all of college football. So if people want to follow along once the draft starts or if they want to do some homework leading into the draft, this is the magazine to get. I'm going to grab it real quick. I got it right there. Talk amongst yourself.
What? Okay, I'm not sure I get this. I thought John just had old stuff. This is something new.
This is something new, yeah.
Oh, what?
I usually have, like, old stuff.
Old magazines?
You have old, yeah. I've never heard of this. All right, so this is, let me look.
And we're going to get him on the air, Todd, the editor of this magazine. Lisa actually texted him for us yesterday.
Oh, she's awesome.
Oh, my gosh, I'd love to come on your show. In Green Bay? Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, this is pretty good.
That's the guru of draft magazines.
I'm going to read this before I go to a party.
You can borrow it.
I can drop a few names.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys looking at the tight ends? And what about these defensive tackles?
We're solid at tight end.
These defensive tackles, this Mason Graham guy, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read that.
Let me just show it up if anybody's looking on screen here. It's the Lindy's Sports Pro Football Draft Edition. Bosses just got it yesterday.
Yeah, that's great.
And it is the Bible for the NFL draft. So you want to do some studying up beforehand? You know, because, I mean, okay, who are the Lions? I bet the Lions grab that, you know, that wide receiver from Texas.
And
it's like, how do you know
no
that?
No one loves that more than...
This is why, because I read this.
No, I'm just saying that, and no one loves that more than... you know, TV stations, the radio, to get people excited.
And trust me, when I was in TV, these things were my Bible.
I bet.
These kind of things for research and everything, you know what you're talking about. So there you go. Please stop at Bosses if you're looking for the best draft preview magazine that's on the market. And say hello to Lisa.
We got a text. You see this? It says, what's up, Marquette? 7 Busch lattes deep of snow from this blizzard. And they've got the snow, and then there's 7 Busch light cans.
That's funny.
Oh, I love that. That's cool.
It's a cool measuring
Brian
stick.
Brian sent that in. Thanks, Brian.
Oh, that's awesome. Got text here. When did the airbase close in Sawyer, at Sawyer? In the 1980s. That was a pretty cool thing. A big B-52 base.
They've tried to do some things, but did they ever
Well, the county
anything?
Airport's there now. Okay. The regular airport. Because that runway is like 8 miles long or something. They could land anything there.
They could
literally land Air Force One there. They got this big, huge thing that like Cessna's landing on it.
And they've kept that up?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where I had that altercation last year. Remember?
That was there. All right.
Yeah.
Altercation?
Yeah, you know that story when I had to rent the U-Haul.
Yeah.
Hey, today is cereal day, employee appreciation day, Todd.
Yeah.
Flapjack day, Alexander Graham Bell day, overrated. Friday fish day.
Thank you, Lent, right?
Tartar sauce day.
Can you imagine that?
We got some other people who's got birthdays. We got a lot going on. Taylor Dane, I used to like her. Happy birthday, Taylor.
Yeah.
You never return my calls.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh West teams. March 14th is Girls Varsity Basketball State versus WIAA at Green Bay Resch Center. March 15th is girls varsity basketball sprawl versus WIAA at Green Bay Rec Center. And also that day is boys varsity basketball sectionals versus WIAA at Oshkosh North High School. March 18th is both the girls and boys varsity track invitational against multiple schools, 4 p.m. at UWO. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zaroni's.com. Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a great-looking Friday. Like I said, it's a great forecast. This is about as cold as it's going to be, I think, for the weekend. Isn't it? Like right now, like 25 in Green Bay, 27 Appleton, 26 Oshkosh. That forecast heading into next week looks great. Yeah. Todd?
I mean, I love it. Hopefully.
You know what Tuesday is?
What's Tuesday?
Tank top and biker shorts Tuesday.
Oh, Lord.
Just saying.
I think Jim would like you to wait till he's on vacation.
Well, I'm not wearing, I'm wearing regular clothes over that, but I'm just saying that's, you know, just to honor that day.
Yeah, I was looking, South by Southwest, right? That's kicking off big event.
Yep.
Well, that was 5 years ago, right, that we just started hearing about COVID at this time. It was like today.
And
just the rumors because I know the mayor down there and he canceled it. I'm like,
you're right.
Canceled South by Southwest?
You're right.
Because so he got the inside track because you're bringing all these people down here, you know? And then, but it was still rumored. But when he did that, to me, that was like, oh, my God.
What's my favorite thing to do
NCAA.
At my birthday? And the high school basketball tournaments?
Oh, yeah.
And when they canceled the high school basketball or delayed it that night, it's like, okay, well, you know, that's WISA. I mean, that's WIA for you, you know. And then college basketball. Ladies and gentlemen, you must clear the – it's like, whoa. Yeah,
that was like this time – very close to this time because I remember
– now it's national. It's not just the WIAA.
And then it caught fire.
That's where I'm like
– it's hard to believe it's been 5 years.
Right.
Yeah, it seems like maybe two, right?
It does.
Yeah, I agree.
And we're not – over it yet.
No, we're not completely out of the woods.
I mean,
the students, I mean, you heard these, even that kid we had here, that cop, is, you know,
he's
talking
COVID.
About COVID. I deal with COVID, and yeah, it's just.
It hasn't been eradicated, put it that way. I mean, it's still out there.
Yeah, but did we overreact? I don't know.
Well,
a million people died.
A million people died? How underreacting should you be?
I don't know.
I lost six friends. So, I mean six, not, I would call them friends, but. Between two classmates, two veterans, and two guys that I just knew. So, I mean, that's six from that. So, I mean. Who would be alive today if it wasn't for that? Just saying.
You know that?
I'd say the odds are about pretty good.
I thought it was, when it first started, it was people that were a little bit more.
Every one of these was a healthy person.
Wow. Okay. Well,
every single one of them, honest to God.
Yeah.
I can give you their names off the top of my head.
Don't need them. But so, I just, okay.
Yeah. I listen to the show and drop what I learned at professional social gatherings.
Parties, social gatherings.
Yeah, I like that, Sarah. I like that. We're kind of, you know, you got show preppers where they, you know, get together before. We could be your party show. That would not be a bad gig.
I don't think it'd be worth it. Even just time alone.
I just recently read something about tips to be more sociable at gatherings.
Oh, that's just, they're trying to sell you.
Quiet, Jim, because I'm trying to sell something to Sarah. God.
Just
all of your money-making things.
Yeah, we got to listen to, yeah.
And then it's
yeah.
mine, and it's like,
people,
Sarah,
do you really go to a social party to hear about what the Dow, how the Dow Jones Industrial got started? I mean, nobody cares about you. You want to hear about you.
Because that's not what I'm going to talk about with Sarah. Sarah,
who text me. Quarterback and
Sarah, here's you don't have to pay me anything up front, sir. Sir, I'm going to give you five topics. Whichever one, if one of those five topics, which I'm pretty much, I'm guaranteeing you, sir, one of the topics will be the most popular topic at your gathering.
Okay?
Sarah, you pay me $20.
No. Sarah, this is what you do. You take one of Johnny's topics and find out how quick it is till they walk away from you at the cocktail party. Okay? Then you take, have a stopwatch in there and start talking. Hey, did you know, what are you going to talk about?
Well, I'm not going to give it away for free.
All right. And he's going to talk about the quarterback in 1971.
What are the ladies of the evening always say, Jim?
I don't know.
That ain't for free, hon.
And then, sir, try it again. And
right,
just
Todd?
Then go to another person and start to and look at the stopwatch and say, they listened to me for 40 seconds. And then go to another person and hit the stopwatch and just talk about yourself and ask them how they're doing.
No.
And say, look, tell me about you. And then you'll have a conversation. You look down and say, that was 3 minutes.
Yeah. No, it would be, I'm not going to give them away, but I'd give her on and people would be like, wait a minute, what did you say? Hey, Bob, come here. Listen to this. Listen.
No. So you hold court.
Sally, come here. Listen. Okay. Tell that story again, Sarah.
Yeah. You have this semicircle around you.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do is I will give Sarah or whomever, okay, some of the things that have happened to me in my life, and they can say it happened to them.
Oh, yeah. I think this could be a great segment on the show. Right before the weekend, have you both come up with, social tips or whatever,
right.
Party tips,
yes.
right?
Party tips, because it's really important that people socialize, right? We talk about longevity in life. You got to be healthy, exercise your brain.
How awkward is that if you're just kind of sitting there and
All right, so we are going to, your goal to any social thing should be, what are your goals should be to meet someone new? Right?
Absolutely.
Because when I go to social, I really don't, as much as I want to talk to you, I want to talk to somebody I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's.
Because the people that do know you don't want to talk to you. Let's be honest.
They're the same people that walk away. So, yeah.
Okay. There's Mayor. Sure.
You can spin that any way you want. Yeah. I've been there. I've been there to a lot of those things. Okay, Jim?
Okay.
We got to help Sarah.
You can't
BS
me because I've seen a lot of years of, too. Okay?
Yeah, it's been.
All right. So, Sarah,
I like what Todd's onto, though, about social tips. Because, social tips that have worked. For John Mino, social tips that have worked for Jim Schmidt. Don't go Google something, you know?
No.
Okay.
No. You got to really know it.
Right.
And
see, this is what I try, you know?
Yeah.
And to get a conversation going, go in there with some mayonnaise on your lip and see if they say something. Say, you know what? This was a little test. And thank you for looking out for me. And you must be a very considerate person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you could go to an event with dog slobber on your shirt.
I've had.
Because that would be fun. That's a conversation starter. Hey, Jim, do you have a dog? How did you know? You listen to the show?
No, you know what I.
Did you see the pictures at the thing we did at the Northland?
Yeah.
No. Well, how did you know that? From the slobber on your sweater.
Okay, I need to know the story.
I had the soul. I had that. Baby puke on my shoulder all the time. Everybody did that.
Well, when we had kids.
You forget, that was a good excuse there. Put a towel on there, and that happened all the time. Yeah. You wear dark suits, and they'd be like,
dog slobber thing happen?
We were going someplace one day.
No, it was my car.
It was in your car, but it was like in other areas there.
Yeah,
and I think you were wearing a little bit.
Yeah.
What was wrong with him that day? He slobbered over the entire car, all over the windows.
He did.
That was
he did.
When you first got him.
Did you see that Burn a Doodle on TV? A lady, and I don't know why they did this. This is a national story. They were talking about if your dog eats something, you got a surgery record. 30 things in the dog's stomach.
Oh, my goodness.
3-0. And
my goodness.
I think you should take that dog away from that lady. Who leaves socks laying around? You should close the door. And don't you look at your house like a little kid. You crawl around and say, okay, what would they see? That lady, 30 things, and they had to do surgery. They showed the picture of the stomach. Well, it was unbelievable.
In our case, with me, with my dogs, we'd have to check your dog pen out in the backyard. Don't eat that rock!
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You know, a simple phrase like Parmesan or Havarti really can't describe the depth of flavors that judges experienced at the U.S. Champion Cheese event. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. That's right, the U.S. Champion Cheese event wrapped up yesterday afternoon at the Resch Expo Center in Green Bay with the announcement of a cheese from Connecticut taking the top spot. Arethusa Farm Dairy in Bantam, Connecticut was the overall champion with their Arethusa Europa. But Wisconsin cheesemakers did very well also, capturing almost 50% of the top 20 champions. One winning cheesemaker was in Lake Country Dairy, Schumann Cheese at Turtle Lake. Mike Dudas is their director of procurement and describes their Parmesan that captured one of the top spots.
So, in this particular one, there were some... It started with some grassy notes and just a touch barny almost, but in a good way, you know, that you could taste that coming through initially. And then the cheese typically gets a really deep caramel sweet note to it. Still distinctly Parmesan, and it rounds out a little bit nutty. So it's really nice.
Mike Dudas from Lake Country Dairy and Schumann Cheese in Turtle Lake describing one of their champions, their Parmesan. Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese brought home three of the top 20 champions positions. Klondike Cheese from Monroe had two top 20. Belgioso Cheese of Denmark, Henning Cheese of Kiel, and Carr Valley Cheese with their locations in Linden and Mauston also rounded out the top nine champions from Wisconsin.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
That's a look at food news on a Friday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. By Sunday, sunshine 48. Monday will be sunny with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
It's Amanda with your new Wisco 411, sharing events of all varieties throughout the Valley and greater Green Bay area, especially ones that provide support and hope. Tuesdays between February 4th and March 11th from 6 till 7:30 p.m. at the Hyde Family Community Center, individuals can meet together for the Survivors of Suicide Loss Support Group. It's meant to be an open and safe place to share and connect with others. Registration is required as the groups are small. So for more information, go to WISS.FM and click events.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod. Our try our bone-in seasoned catfish, lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. That is coming your way. Also, Peach Schwabba from Nightlight will join us to talk about the killer flaw in that movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Is coming your way. Also, Peach Schwabba from Nightlight will join us to talk about the killer flaw in that movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Department has joined 8 other counties in Wisconsin, entering into the Warrant Service Officer Agreements with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. It joins Brown, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Marquette, Sheboygan, Washington, and Washera counties in entering into a 287G agreement. The Department of Homeland Security says this program trains local police officers to become ICE warrant service officers. The officers can then serve warrants on behalf of the agency inside of local jails and correctional facilities where they work. ICE then has 48 hours to take the immigrant into custody. The ACLU of Wisconsin has urged local sheriffs not to enter into these 287G agreements or to withdraw from their existing contracts. Hospital Sisters Health System, or HSHS, announced it is spending $270 million for improving and modernizing its hospitals in Green Bay. The hospitals in question are St. Mary's and St. Vincent's. The lion's share of the funds will go to improvements at St. Mary's. Work will begin in the summer and will continue for about 3 years. Facing 14 drug charges, 35-year-old James Granberry has asked for his case in Brown County Court to be dismissed because his preliminary hearing, which is usually held within 2 weeks of charges being filed, has not happened yet. He's been in jail for 6 months. The state has been unable to find a public defender for Granberry, and his preliminary hearing has been postponed at least 4 times. Granberry and 6 others were arrested in a Brown County drug bust last August. Prosecutors have not responded to the motion. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. The Civic Media app, which is worldwide, and of course, 1590 AM. I can't believe I did that. I thought I broke it yesterday.
No, you
Jim.
Looked at it. You looked at the sign on the wall.
Yeah. We've only been here a year and a half, and we have call letters. And
it'll be 2 years in 2 months, 3 months?
Well, June 22nd, somebody asked me last night, he goes, how long have you been on the radio? And I said, it'll be 2 years in June. And John has to look over, do you know your phone number? I mean, or your address? So, anyway. But then again, don't ask me to do it.
What's the other one? What's the other AM signal?
99.
Nope.
AM.
AM.
AM. Oh, 1590.
What's the other one?
1570.
Nope.
What is it?
1100.
Oh, that. Well, I thought you were talking about this frequency. I thought you were talking about this frequency.
Liar. We got Friday, Fresh Friday, going to Redwood Inn to celebrate.
That place is great.
Fantastic.
Terry, that's a great place to go. And I was...
Great chicken.
This whole community was very saddened when the matriarch of that place died.
Yeah,
remember I was telling you that the other day?
We started going there back when it was that little bar.
Right. We were talking about how the face of something can make the difference.
Absolutely.
You walk
right
in there and here's this person, that person, and that can really make it. But anyway, she's got such a great family, and that's really carried on too.
Yep.
The kids are great. Everybody there. And that's great fish too. It's worth it.
Absolutely. Got another one here. Fish Friday sounds like a perfect day for Johnny to hit the post for some prizes. Todd, I think we can do that.
Well, maybe later on we can do that.
Yeah. And then another one here. God save us all if I'm looking for social tips from these two.
Aww.
Only so much conversation about linens and 1970s Division III quarterbacks.
No, that's okay. Brian's onto something there.
Yeah, you are, Brian.
All right, hey.
Like I said, I wish I was Division III. I was Division IX. I was basically out of high school with ashtrays. Good morning, Andrew Parks, Brown County Civic Music Association. We apologize you've had to put up with all of this.
It was painful, but I'm right there with you. That's
right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You, the executive director, you chair, that's a great organization you have. And what you do, and you're going to tell us about it, but you bring some unbelievable talent to our community.
Yes, we do. Yeah, yeah. We are concert presenters, so we present 5 concerts a year. And it's usually groups that you would not get to hear, live groups that you would not get to hear. I mean, very famous groups. Right. We've had the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. They are world renowned. Milwaukee Symphony comes up. Yep, that's exactly. Yeah. So that's what we do. We present concerts.
And the reason I know you a little bit because I've seen you before, yeah. and that you play
French horn.
I know you do that, but I'm saying you play in a couple symphonies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Widener Philharmonic. I play in the Civic Symphony of Green Bay. I play in Fox Valley Symphony. We've got a concert this weekend. I better not plug that, though.
Come on, we love it.
We're in Appleton. We're broadcasting in Appleton and Oshkosh.
We want people to know what's going on whole 41 quarter.
Andrew, would you pay attention on those? 97.9 FM, WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Yeah. So, we're big time, Andrew. Right. We're big time.
This is you're talking to what?
Yeah.
You're talking to 800,000
people.
Okay, 100. Anyway, you play in 2 symphonies. We have time here. Tell me about the French horn. Wasn't that tough when you started? Anybody make fun of you?
Well, I tell you what. I started on a different instrument called the alto horn, and it is a lot easier to play than the French horn. One of the reasons that the French horn is hard to play is because there are so many notes that are very close together. You have to make the note with your lips, okay?
That's a tough instrument.
And it's difficult because, as I say, the notes are very close together. So if you're shooting for a G, it might come out as an E, and that's a very frustrating thing for young players. I know.
John,
you were just talking about that last
sometimes
night.
Sometimes
right?
it comes out like an R.
No, see, I was just going to say, Johnny, how many letters are there in scale?
Oh, 26. No,
hey, let's move on. It's
why do they use letters then?
And what's it's letters or spaces, A, and then like the spaces are face, right? F-A-C-E.
This guy knows his music.
I do. Every good boy does. So everybody knows that.
Right on.
So, John, it stops, then starts over again.
Yeah.
I think this is great. I want to talk, I want to let you talk about what you're bringing.
Okay, let me just ask you something. Okay. Somebody always think of when I hear my favorite song. My favorite song is we played at my funeral, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Okay, or one of them.
When was that?
I'm still planning it, okay? Okay, tell me the song, but there's one part in there I have no idea what he's talking about.
It better have a French horn.
It does, Jim.
Oh, okay.
What?
Here we go. Ready?
Go for it.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care
for French
music,
horns and Alleluia?
Do you? Hang on. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's in the song.
Oh, the minor lift?
The minor lift.
The minor lift.
The major fall, the minor lift.
Okay, yeah, well, that would just refer to the interval that it goes up.
Okay.
Or maybe a different key.
What if he's not talking about a government?
Huh?
No.
No, he's talking about the music that David. Okay. You should know David. He's in the Bible.
All right, let's get this guy back on track. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Right. Get this guy back on track. I mean, let us get back on track. So what is – you have a concert that you're bringing into Green Bay that has an Irish flavor to it.
Right.
And oh, nice.
You wrote it, but I can't read it.
Gotcha.
It's called Gowicha.
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 It's Irish.
Common pronunciation.
Yeah, I know.
Gowicha. How do you get G-O-I-T-S-E, Gowicha?
You'll have to ask the Irish.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right.
Anyway, so these are a quintet of Irish folk musicians.
Nice.
And they have a modern twist. So if folk music scares you.
Is it kind of like the Kingston Trio?
Maybe not so much.
Okay.
But... No. All virtuosos, modern twist on folk music, and it's going to be at the Ashwaubenon PAC this Sunday at 3:00.
I got to tell you, we have so many people talk about the Ashwaubenon PAC recently.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
If
you've never been there, you have to go there.
You got a text facility. Here right now? I am going to this concert. I cannot wait for it. Carrie.
That's got a nice lobby area. I mean, they've done a good job with that. A lot of people there last night. They had a big meeting on the NFL draft. I don't know if you saw that. They had 400 people there.
For the nonprofits, I think, right?
No. That was a different one. This is the residents, like, when's my street going to close? But that is a very nice theater.
Yeah.
Kudos for that.
Oh, yeah.
But The only thing, no alcohol, right? Because it's attached to the school.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's great. No, it's a great place to, good acoustics in there.
Yep.
3 o'clock this Sunday.
This Sunday, yeah. And the really neat thing is that afterwards, there's going to be an after party.
Oh, nice.
At St. Brendan's Inn.
Oh, perfect.
With reduced drink and food prices.
Oh.
And you get to meet and greet the quintet.
You can have any Irish dancers?
No, Irish dancers.
I love watching Irish dancers.
Oh, they are amazing.
Amazing.
I know.
Just amazing.
That after party, you picked the right spot.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. I mean, when...
Where else?
In my previous job, every St. Patrick's Day, they had we had so much fun there.
Yeah.
And they're bringing food out, too. That's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, well, you do have to pay for it, but reduced price.
Yeah, not 100%. Yeah. It's a great place.
They still have that pumpkin squash soup. Man,
yes.
I think they do.
Yeah.
I think they do. Yeah, no, you're.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a good place. I used to sit
and
there.
Huge Bird. Remember when it's that optimist thing or pessimist thing or whatever it was? And they had those.
Oh, they'll love that.
I'm just joking. They had those huge burgers. I think we ordered salads or something. Yeah. And next to us, people had these huge burgers.
We're like, who ordered me the salad? Because you have to get your order in ahead of time. And then we're just you just get us a salad because we're always on a diet in the morning. And that was a mistake.
Everybody else, these 85-year-old guys get these huge burgers with bags of chips and things like that. And we're eating our little salad.
Two things. They weren't pessimists and they weren't 85. Anyway, that's a great group. It's Downtown Optimist Club. And they meet over there.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
That'd be a fun place.
I want to join a social club called the Pessimists.
Yeah.
You just ticked off all the time.
I'd vote for you for chair.
And you go there, you're talking about the bad things.
And they'll meet in the... at the Widener, in those side places, like where...
Yeah, the little balconies.
In the balcony.
Yeah. A lot of people compare Jim and I, like the two old guys in the Muppets up in the balcony.
So
we get compared to that a lot.
And they seat, eight people up there, which would probably be that massive.
We were at Jim's big event at the Northland, okay? Huge event at the Northland.
Yep.
Hoity-toity. Guy comes up, mine, I'll listen to you every day. Can I get an autographed picture? And I'm like... sure, who's got a camera? How do you know? He goes, no, I brought it with me. I'm like, oh, okay. And his picture of those two guys from the Muppets.
That's true. That was funny. Hey, your organization, I'll talk a little bit about, and I think it's great you're bringing this. And this is the kind of things that we like to talk about here on Mind on the Mayor, because it's just not covered in TV or Gannett will do whatever they want.
Right.
You bring in 5 concerts a year.
Right.
And tell me about some of them.
Well, we had the Copper Street Brass in December, and I was in here talking about that.
You went to that, didn't you?
Yes.
Did you go to that?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I go to Copper Street Brass.
Well, you brought some of your people from the...
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, okay, go ahead. What else did you
have?
It was at Copper State Brewing, right?
One was at...
I'm sorry. No, I'm thinking Meyer? Of something else.
Was it at the Meyer?
I don't remember where it was.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Because you use the Meyer... And you use the Schwabenon Performing Arts.
Right.
Do you have some concerts at the Widener? Or are you kinda...
Yes, we do.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So we used to have a home base, which was West High School. And just because of various scheduling difficulties, we haven't been able to really get back in there. But they have actually a very beautiful auditorium as well.
Oh, no. At West?
Yeah, West High School.
Yeah. They've really kept that up. I mean, that was probably built in the, I don't know. Turn of the century, maybe?
Yeah.
Well, the city, I'm sure. But the other thing about West is that library. You been up there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
That should be the, what's a real prestigious high school? Like, it should be that because it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think they're getting better and better. But that is a great, great building. And
it is.
I love that place.
You know what was picked as one of, the top 10 schools in the country, aesthetically,
Manitowoc. Lincoln.
Manitowoc High School.
That is a beautiful building. That is. Yeah.
I remember the first time I did a fishing story with Big Al Sampson way back in the day in the mid-80s. And we're on the water. And I go, oh, my God. Is that a college? Is that a...
Right.
I thought it was like a seminary or something.
Yeah,
like, that's the high school. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, they...
Yep.
But that view from the lake that not a lot of people see is spectacular.
And people say we spend too much on schools. We spent a little money back then, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, all right.
So we have an upcoming concert. This is March 26th. Laura Strickling, soprano, and Daniel Schlossberg.
Nice.
That's going to be great.
That's a good musical name. Schlossberg.
She is a 2-time Grammy nominee for a solo classical album. Yeah.
Let's talk more about that when we come back, right?
Yeah. All right.
Sounds good. Stick with us. Andrew Parks, Brown County Civic Music Association, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, Gail Norn, Paula Jolly from the Veterans First Association, Dan and Kim Weber, Timekeeper Distillery, Green Bay and Wausau, our top craft pick, and Tyler S.J. Heights Pub and Parlor back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squad about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squad about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squad about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. This is actually the group Go With Ya.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
This will be fun.
Love it.
Good stuff.
Very yeah.
Good stuff.
This
Andrew Parks, Brown County Civic Music Association with some phenomenal upcoming events, including this one.
Go With Ya. Go With Ya.
Which is awesome.
I think I'll go with ya.
Oh, wow.
I was waiting for that.
I know.
Jim
just,
gets the bell.
Hey, Dad, can I use your car tonight?
Okay, so anyway, Go With Ya is playing at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Right.
All
right.
And how right. do we get tickets? It's for everybody. I mean, that music is great, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Grandma, mom and dad, the kids,
you
everybody.
You can get tickets at our website, Brown County Civic Music, bccivicmusic.org, excuse me. Okay. And I'm sure that you can get them at the door as well.
I'm quite certain.
Yeah.
Andrew, tell me a little bit about your association, just in general. What's the mission of your organization?
Our mission is to bring in mostly classical music groups, but not all classical. And we have 5 concerts a year. And it's groups that you would not normally get to hear in this part of the state.
Great.
So
what's your is there a niche for you guys that really kind of, I mean, is it one of those things where it's like, you know, you guys really love this kind of music and you know there isn't a niche for this kind of music and you try to grab those types?
Yeah, it's I would say it's classical music.
Right, right. But right. And one thing is there a lack of classical music in this area now?
Well, you know, we just talked about, we have 2 symphonies.
Right.
But this is a little bit different because it's more chamber groups, smaller groups.
Got it.
So, and also they're big name groups, really big name groups. So that's the other thing about it.
Got
it.
And again, you're profit, nonprofit.
Nonprofit, yeah.
You guys just got together and said, we have this little void here?
Yeah, but this is like almost 100 years ago.
You guys have been around for 100
almost,
years?
Yeah. I think this is our 97th year. Yeah,
that's phenomenal.
Yeah. So,
of bringing talent to the community.
Right, right. And I think 100 years ago, this sort of organization was a little bit more common just because, you know, no TV, no internet, no radio.
Right.
Well, yeah, I guess they did. But anyway, it's
now it's not as quite as common, but we have kept it going.
But I think it's great. Yeah, I mean, I really do.
And how fortunate we are here in Green Bay, this community, that there are so many options.
Right.
But with that said, it can be tough sometimes to get people because there's probably, I don't know, four or five things going on.
Exactly. Right.
And I think, but what's nice is that this is something that is a little unique, very different, and this is pretty high-end talent.
It is. It really is. Yeah. These guys are at the top of the Irish folk music totem pole, I guess you'd say.
And I like the St. Brendan's after party. I think that's great, because the kids may want to interact with them. How'd you get started? Right. Where'd you go to school? Yeah. All that kind of stuff. Yeah. And they're not going to do that from the stage.
So, again, I don't know a lot about instruments. I'm going to be honest
that's
with you.
Really?
That's all right.
Yeah. So tell me, like this Irish band, what kind of instruments make those sounds?
Violins, accordions, drums, singing, obviously. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what a flute. Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. Right. But what makes that real Irish sound?
Yeah, it's just
what
a style of music.
Just all of it, huh?
It's really the style.
I mean, those same four instruments could play jazz.
But they could play anything. Do they use the violin more as like a fiddle?
I would say more of a fiddle than a regular classical violin. Yes.
I bet you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too.
No.
Yeah. And if you care to make a dare, I'll make a bet with you.
Okay.
Okay, Dan.
What?
Dan.
Devil went down to Georgia.
I get tickets. The price, we'll just call and get those?
Yeah. Right.
This is great, Andrew, and I think it's awesome that you guys bring this outside music that people wouldn't have a chance. They would have to go find somewhere around the country.
Exactly.
You bring it here.
Yeah. You could probably go down to Milwaukee or Chicago and hear it, but you don't have to do that. I mean, you can drive to the actual Audubon on PAC, and there you have it.
And easy parking. And if you haven't been there, that's pretty easy to get around there.
Right.
They did a good job building that. So, all right. Well, cool. We're glad you're doing this. Anything? Yeah. And I want to go out the schedule for the rest of the year, just so that people know something's coming.
Yeah. As I mentioned, Laura Strickling, soprano, she's going to be here. And she is a Wisconsin resident now. She's a Chicago native and now lives in Wisconsin. As I mentioned, two-time Grammy nominee.
What type of music?
It'll be classical and then maybe a little bit more.
But she sings or plays?
She sings, and then her pianist, Daniel Schlossberg, plays.
Okay.
And again, he's a very well-known pianist in Chicago. And then to round out our season, we have the Imani Winds. And that is a wind quintet, which is made up of flute, clarinet, oboe, bassoon, and French horn. And they are from New York City, and they also do a lot of classical music, but more, again, with sort of a modern twist.
You know, I think this is cool, though, too. We're talking about young kids in school to play instruments. Chance for them to come out and see something like this.
Right. Well, and I should mention, too, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the Laura Strickling concert is going to be associated with a masterclass. She's going to give a masterclass. So
wow.
I don't have the details on that, but.
Well, it's neat that you not only have these concerts, but a little something else.
Right. And I'll try to do that.
And to bring this in from Chicago, I mean, this is a good deal. Somebody just texted in the prices, so I'm going to read them for you, because I know you didn't have them. But the adults are $51, and this is the highest end entertainment when it comes to the Irish music.
Right.
Seniors that are 65 and older, you qualify, John, are $43, and then students.
I'll get carded though.
And then students are 26. So make this a family event. I mean,
that happens all the time. Where I say, "Hey, do you have a senior discount?" He says, "Who's here?" I'm like, "What's for me?" It's like, "Oh, come on, don't waste my
prices
time."
Are on there.
I swear to God, I'm like, "I'm serious."
These are
come on,
great.
And I show my license, and it's like. Okay, is this fake? Is this a fake ID just so you can get free stuff? Okay.
Early birthday present.
Get that all the time, Andrew.
Honoring the kids for a good year in school. Get out there. This is going to be great. Thanks for bringing this.
Yeah, Andrew, it's fun having you on.
Me.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Really great having you on.
Appreciate
Andrew Parks, Brown County Civic Music Association. Once again, when are you going to be at the Ashwaubenon and PAC?
3 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
And I'm going to go with you.
It sounds fantastic. I love it.
Wonderful.
We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens. And it's a bar band Friday night, and that means our pal Terry Barr will be by with new music and fun conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
Massive SpaceX fail, 90 miles above Earth, a 403-foot-long Starship rocket shut down, spun out of control, then exploded. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in Orlando, where it was seen from the ground.
The breakup of the ship illuminating the sky from Florida to the Caribbean. Brett Boswick and his family were on their boat near the Bahamas watching the launch.
We saw a very sudden big explosion, a fireball.
The FAA ordering ground stops at four major Florida airports because of the debris.
It's a day of disruptions at the busiest train station in France after an unexploded World War II bomb was found not far from the busy Gare du Nord in Paris. The U.S. economy is predicted to have created 160,000 jobs last month, but the February unemployment numbers out shortly do not take into account all of the Trump administration's firings and layoffs of federal employees. The 25% tariffs on most Mexican and Canadian goods suspended for now. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court